as well. More on Golic and Wingo on the road Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because when your customers need a water heater replaced or installed and are looking for ways to save money on their utility bills, we can help. We offer Energy Star certified high efficiency options from America's most trusted water heater brand, A.O. Smith, to help you help them save. Choose from several models available in stock and ready in emergencies if that's when you need them. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online and we'll have it ready for pickup at the Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started.
This is a place known for being nice, but Minnesota Twins outfielder Byron Buxton is anything but that. Do you think he's trying to be nice when he taunts pitchers on the base path? Nah, the dude will straight up steal whenever he wants. He doesn't even try to be sneaky about it. He'll do it when everyone in the stadium expects it, just to show there's nothing anyone can do about it. This is not Minnesota nice. This is how we baseball. Get your tickets to see the Twins in action at twinsbaseball.com.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties, that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief, because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Your long wait is over. The NFL Draft is here. The Browns have the first pick in Thursday night's round one. While Cleveland GM John Dorsey says he's received no legitimate trade offers for that first pick, they have had serious trade discussions with several teams about their fourth overall pick, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. With two first-round picks, the Patriots have the resources to trade up should they want to draft Tom Brady's eventual successor. And they may be interested in Louisville's Lamar Jackson after hosting the Heisman winner at Foxborough. Sports Illustrated reports Patriots OC Josh McDaniels flew down to Florida to put Jackson through a private workout. Doctors say Ohio State lineman Billy Price should be healthy for training camp following surgery to repair a torn pectoral muscle. He was seen as a first-round pick before the injury. And you can see where all the top prospects land when the draft starts Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, live on NFL Network and Fox. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey guys, whether you're built like a power forward or a power lifter, there's one clothing store that's built to fit you, DXL. While most stores might go up to size XL, that's where we begin, with a huge selection of famous brands like Lacoste, Levi's, Brooks Brothers, and more. So finding clothes that look great and fit even better is never a hassle. Stop by one of our 200-plus DXL stores or shop DestinationXL.com. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You gotta stop thinking so negative, son. Welcome back, and welcome to hour number two of the program on an abbreviated Thursday evening, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Cedar Rapids. All three of you will be abandoning us tonight for the NFL draft. I like to look at it a little bit differently. We're bringing you what many of you want to hear, especially with two Hawkeyes expected to hear their names called tonight. We're going to get into that and then some coming up in just a few minutes on Would You. Plenty more draft talk to come as we round out things tonight. If you are just joining us and maybe you're looking for a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, well, sorry, we already gave it away in hour number one tonight. Tomorrow on the program, we'll break down and reflect on round one of the draft and get you ready for a big weekend series between Iowa and Michigan at Duane Banks Field. UNI is playing its spring game tomorrow, so we'll have a little Panther football talk for you, trying to cover all our bases. And speaking of covering all the bases, we'll touch all the bases with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom as well. Plenty to get to, but as we mentioned, it is Thursday, and Thursday tends to lead us to do this around here.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
This is an all-NFL draft edition of Would You, so you've been warned for those of you who absolutely cannot stand all of the draft talk. And look, I'm right there with you, but it's what you do this time of year, especially tonight of all nights.
I was always told by somebody in this business, Todd, play the hits. You got to play what people want to listen to.
You can run down the hallway and grab some Kanye if you want, but we'll play our version of the hits here on Sports Talk Radio.
So,
Alex, if you were the Browns, would you take Baker Mayfield number one overall? That is the scuttlebutt. It really bubbled to the surface this morning. They talked about it on Get Up, the new program on ESPN, Greeny's new vehicle. Baker Mayfield, he has everything, according to Howard Balzer, except height.
I actually do like Baker Mayfield, but I don't understand why you would take him number one overall. I think we've said this a couple times that any team picking below four is going to have what irons out. Any team between 5 and 14 is going to have what irons out to a top 10 pick, because there are going to be some really talented players there. And that is the case because teams in the top four are going to select the quarterbacks. I like Baker Mayfield, but I just can't understand drafting him number one when you're always told, take the best overall player, take the best available player with that number one overall pick, especially since the Browns have another pick three picks later where they could get a quarterback. If Baker Mayfield's their guy and they believe that he will be the leader of their franchise, then you know what? Sure, take him at number one. I don't necessarily have that kind of confidence in him to go into this desolate situation in Cleveland and be that guy. I know that they've made some trades. I know that they have some assets and they're looking better, at least on paper, than they have recently. But the number one overall pick for Baker Mayfield, I don't know. I probably wouldn't do it.
I've got to come at this from a few different angles. Baker Mayfield, first overall, I was just talking to Rick Swann about this yesterday. I think there's...
That's Rick Swann, our pal from Smart FM,
across the hall.
There's four good quarterbacks, and there's one good running back. And that's who I'm looking at with that top spot. And I was telling Rick, and I've said it on this show a couple times, I personally would go Saquon Barkley first overall and then get whatever quarterback you like best that's left over at four. However, the one caveat is if the Browns have decided that they really like one of those guys substantially more than the other ones, then you have to take them first overall, because more than anything, everybody knows you need your franchise quarterback. And so if they think that Baker Mayfield is that guy, if their scouting department has come up with that decision, then I would advise them to take it. But with that said, me personally, speaking for myself, I, like Alex, do like Baker Mayfield, but I think I like Darnold a little bit more. It's very close to me, but I think the biggest reason here for me is that I wouldn't take Baker first overall, because I would take Saquon Barkley. And the way I look at it, I really like Baker, Darnold, and Rosen. Allen's got potential, but of the four, he's the guy who I wouldn't really feel all that good about taking. I would take Barkley first overall. You're going to get at least one of those guys at four, and that's been my opinion pretty much since the end of the season. That's where I am right now.
Yeah, I don't think you can justify taking Barkley one overall when there's a good chance he's there at four, because
you
know,
think he will be.
All the smoke is
no. I
two
didn't
to
say
the
he was, but he could be there. It's a gamble. Everything's a gamble here, but it's such a quarterback heavy draft class, and I don't know. Do you roll the dice? Maybe you do, but the Browns definitely need a quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is not going to be the guy to get the job done there long term. I think everybody knows that. We'll find out tonight after 6 o'clock. That's when the pre-draft coverage starts on ESPN. Kyle, what team would you say is most likely to trade up and make a major move tonight in the draft? We've seen this the last couple years. Kansas City doesn't have a first-round pick tonight because they did that last year to go up and get Patrick Mahomes. The Bears moved from 3 to 2 last year. So give me a team that could really surprise people and turn the draft upside down tonight.
Well, there's New England has two first-rounders. I think there's been some weird stories out there that they like Josh Rosen. Maybe they like Lamar Jackson. Maybe they package those picks to move up. I don't really see that. There is an easy answer to this question, and that would be Buffalo. Buffalo's been angling since that Cordy Glenn trade. Everybody can see it coming from a mile away. They're extremely desperate for a quarterback. Depending how things go at the top, I mean, just theoretically speaking, if the Giants have decided that they want Barkley, don't necessarily want any of those quarterbacks, if Barkley goes first overall, the Giants are extremely liable to trade out of that spot. And Buffalo, I think, has made it clear through the moves they've already made and what the reports have been throughout this draft season. Buffalo wants to move up, and they want to do it bad. They'll probably overpay depending what spot they get. I think the answer here is Buffalo.
Easily Buffalo. Two first-round picks. They need a quarterback. All the smoke is around Buffalo moving up inside the top four. There are going to be several quarterbacks there. The Bills make a move.
All right, Alex, would you be surprised if one of the Hawkeyes fell out of the first round tonight? We've talked as if it's set in stone that Josh Jackson and James Daniels are going to be first-round picks tonight. Would it surprise you if somebody slipped?
No, it would not surprise me if either one of these guys slipped out of the first round. To be clear, I think they both will be first round picks, but these are guys that are probably back half of the first round, and you never know what happens. You never know if a quarterback falls or if a player who was high on a lot of teams' board falls, or a team trades back into the first round to get a guy like Lamar Jackson or Mason Rudolph. You just never know what's going to happen. So anytime you see somebody's stock between, I don't know, 17 and 30, there's a chance that they fall a little bit. And I like I said, I think both of these guys do go in the first round, but I'm seeing James Daniels in some projections going number 31 to the New England Patriots. I'm seeing Josh Jackson go as low as 24, 25. So surprised? No, but I do think they'll both be selected.
This is a good question. I spent a lot of time today thinking about it, because early in this process, you saw Josh Jackson as one of the you know, Denzel Ward and him, were, if we're going to call Minkah Fitzpatrick a sort of a hybrid, might end up playing safety. You've got Denzel Ward and Josh Jackson as your top two corners when this all started. Josh Jackson, ever since his combine didn't blow anyone away. And it seems like since then, he's been on a little bit of a downward slide. It's not like he bombed, you know, it's not like teams don't like him at all anymore, but he just doesn't have that same momentum he had when the season ended. And sort of similarly, James Daniels kind of came on strong. In the middle of the process, there was a lot of smoke for him around like the 20th spot. I think the Bengals are somewhere around 23. I've seen him go to the Bengals in many, many mocks. But sort of in the last week or two, there hasn't been as much momentum around either of them. I've been putting on my big board. Daniel Jeremiah has Daniels ranked as the 22nd best player, Jackson as the 26th. But in his final mock draft that he put out this morning, neither of them get drafted in the first round. And so regardless of where these guys are talent-wise, there's a little bit of, you know, the value you're getting at a given selection. James Daniels is a center. I think some teams have trepidation when it comes to taking a center in the first round. I don't think certain teams out there probably just wouldn't do it. And, you know, Josh Jackson, I've said on other Woodges that corner is one of the most highly valued positions in, you know, in football, but there's a few guys who have started to get into the conversation maybe ahead of Jackson. So I really don't know how to answer this question. They could both get picked, one could get picked, or I could see both of them sliding out, and which would really be devastating because Josh Jackson is there at the draft. James Daniels, it sounds like sort of expecting to be a first rounder. I would feel pretty bad for those guys. I really don't know how this is going to shake up.
So, in other words, you wouldn't be surprised if one of them fell out of the first round, or both of them fell out of the first round.
In other words,
I
wouldn't be surprised if one of them fell out, or if both of them.
Alex, which position would you say offers the best value tonight in the first round?
Wait, you're asking what spot in the first round, or what?
Which position on the football field?
Okay. I think it's between the interior offensive linemen and cornerbacks, because you look at the number of guys, either guards or centers, that could be drafted more than in recent years, and everybody wanted to talk about like 5 or 10 years ago, protect the blind side, got to go up and draft.
Yeah, there was a movie.
There
about
was a movie
it.
About it. You got to go up and draft a big left tackle, and he's going to be your staple for the next 10 years. Well, there's not that guy this year in this draft. So Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame is going to be a top five pick. And then you get guys like Mike McGlinchey and Connor Williams and Will Hernandez and James Daniels and Isaiah Wynn from Georgia and Frank Ragno from Arkansas. Those guys will all be in the first round. And then there's cornerback, where there are also just as many prospects. Even if we're not counting Derwin James and Minkah Fitzpatrick, as Kyle said, there are pure cornerbacks like Denzel Ward and Josh Jackson and Jair Alexander and Mike Hughes available in this draft. So I think that both of those positions, if you're in the top 10, you're going to get a guy who might be a top five value.
Whoa, was that Mel?
No,
You're
going to get a guy, top five value.
That's just, that is only for the people who hated Mel Kuhn Jr. this week. I'm doing that just to poke you in the ribs, folks.
Top five value, top 10. Or top 15.
Kyle, what position is the best value tonight?
Well, I would have to agree a little bit with Alex. The interior lineman, a lot of years you hear about tackles, left tackles, right tackles going to go pretty high because they are extremely valued. But just the players that are in this draft, there's a lot of talent on the interior instead. Very strong. But I'm actually going to go with the quarterbacks, and I don't think we need to overthink it. I think there's four very viable first overall, you know, selections. The Browns could take Mayfield, Darnold, Rosen, or Allen, and people would be like, okay, I understand. There's four of them. Lamar Jackson is also going to go tonight. He could kind of surprise people, I think, with how high he ends up going, or how or, you know, how low. He's just a very volatile prospect. And then I wouldn't be surprised if even Mason Rudolph to one of the, you know, a strong team at the end of the first round who doesn't have a whole lot of needs. You know, he's a decent prospect as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go. So you could see 5 to 6 quarterbacks taken tonight, and I think several of them are pretty good.
Alex, would you say, this is a hindsight, would you here? Would you say Kansas City made the right call last year in going all in on Patrick Mahomes? They don't have a first-round pick tonight. They made the decision last year to go up into the top 10 and grab the Texas Tech signal caller.
Ooh, this is going to take a hot, sizzling take for me to answer this question.
I've got my flame-retardant clothing on right now, so please fire away with the flamethrower.
Todd, because I honestly don't know right now, but I have to answer this one way or another. So I'm going to say, here, flip a coin. I'm going to say that yes, they did, because Patrick Mahomes is going to be as good of an NFL quarterback as Brett Favre, because that's who he was compared to coming out of college. He's ready to go. They're going to go all in on the gunslinger, and he's going to lead them to a playoff victory.
Wow.
I would have to agree for a different. I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Brad Favre, but I heard an interview that Sean Payton did earlier this week where he said that last year, if Patrick Mahomes, you guys might be familiar with the Saints quarterback Drew Brees, a future Hall of Famer, one of the handful of guys who you look at and is just one of the best in the league year in and year out. Sean Payton said that if Patrick Mahomes had fallen to them last year, that the Saints had evaluated him and decided that he was so good that they were going to have to take Patrick Mahomes, and not necessarily to shove Drew Brees out, not necessarily to, you know, even create a position battle or anything like that, but they just thought that Patrick Mahomes was that good. And I would say Sean Payton's a pretty good offensive mind, knows how to work with, well, I guess he's only worked with the one, but he seems to know what he's doing when it comes to the quarterback position. And so that's pretty high praise for Patrick Mahomes. So I'll go ahead and say, yeah, what'd they get him at? The 12th overall pick or something like that? 10 or 12?
I think it was 10.
10? Pretty good pick. I'm into it.
Probably a bad time to point out that I was actually in college when Drew Brees was in college. I know it seems like he's been in the NFL forever, but Drew Brees taken in the 2001 NFL draft. Wow. I'd been in college for 3 years at that point. Yeah, I feel old now. Not any older than I feel listening to some of the songs that these players are walking out to tonight. Josh Jackson, if he is drafted in the first round, is going to take the stage to Hypnotize by Notorious B.I.G. Oh. So I ask you, we'll end Woodja on a fun one, Kyle. If you were a first round pick tonight in attendance in Dallas, what would you have picked for your walkout music?
I wish I had more time to think about that. It's something that really got me going. But I'm gonna sit here and say, if I was an NFL prospect, then it's because if I was a college football player, I would have played at Iowa. And so in this hypothetical scenario, I, as a Hawkeye alum, will come out to Back in Black.
I don't know.
Walking in Memphis.
No, I don't
think
so.
2 feet off the ground. Walking in Memphis.
It's got to be something St. Louis related. So that only leaves one artist, which would be Nelly, which would be Nelly the Champ.
Oh.
Why not?
It is.
I haven't put that much thought into it.
That's a good one, though.
I'll dig up the list here because some of the song choices are interesting. And we'll have those for you in the next couple minutes here. 525, what we'll do right now is take a quick timeout. Before we do that, I'm going to take a minute to tell you about Mantality. LowTUSA.com is a website to check out if you're a man, especially a man 40 or older, who feels that maybe you could be suffering from low testosterone. Low testosterone begins affecting men around that age. Think of it as oil in the car. You get your oil changed every 3,000 miles, right? Well, you're not changing your testosterone, but what you're doing is you're filling it up. You're making sure that you're at 100% because testosterone affects things in your daily life like your energy level, your ability to metabolize and lose weight, And yeah, interest in sex drive as well. Low testosterone causes problems for guys in a lot of areas. Mentality can help you feel better. They've got a 90% success rate at treating guys regardless of your physical condition. Don't look in the mirror and say it can't work for you, because there's a good chance that it could. They'll answer any questions that you have. You can learn more about what they do. It's a trip to the doctor's office, a simple blood test. They are the doctor's office, by the way, in North Liberty. You can get more details by visiting their website, Mantality, lowtusa.com, lowtusa.com. Back with more after this.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Beautiful burrito ingredients divided in the loneliest way. But only Poncheros lets good ingredients play. Begin the introductions, Bob the Tool. Chicken, meat cheese. Cheese, meat rice. Rice, meat salsa. Salsa, meat beans. Pinch me, Bob. I'm in a perfectly mixed-up dream. Poncheros. Ingredients bobbed fresh. Burritos better built.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
Welcome back in. 35 minutes to go before we send things off to ESPN and Dallas for the 2018 NFL Draft. We'll be doing that on all three frequencies. The Twins falling to the Yankees today. A walk-off by Gary Sanchez. Walk-offs all over the place today. I believe Dexter Fowler had one for the Cardinals. Somebody on the text line wants me to give. Can't honestly and wholeheartedly do that when they're beginning a series with the Cubs tonight, but Milwaukee, just as it did in 2017, sitting atop the National League Central right now, and just as the Cubs did in 2017, they are scuffling along at 11-10. Joe Maddon says that Chris Bryant may be available tonight off the bench for the Cubs. He has not played since being hit in the head by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on Sunday afternoon in that 9-7 Cubs victory. He's being evaluated. Further evaluated is all that the Cubs are saying, but we'll see whether or not we see him early on in that Milwaukee series. Milwaukee getting some bad news this week, losing Eric Thames for about 6 to 8 weeks with a torn UCL ligament in his thumb. So they'll have Jesus Aguilar taking over at first base in the interim. Taking over right now, as he does twice an hour, it's Kyle with another Big Board update.
The first round of the NFL draft is tonight, and two Hawkeyes are going to be listening closely for their names to be called. Kirk Ferentz will be with Josh Jackson in the green room, and both he and James Daniels have a chance to be selected. NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah ranked Daniels as the 22nd best player in the draft and Jackson the 26th, so both are very much in play. The Browns are going to go on the clock at 7. The Iowa baseball team beat Milwaukee yesterday 12-4 in Iowa City. Lorenzo Elon had himself another big day, going 4-for-5 with 2 RBI. Tanner Wetrich was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, and Tyler Cropley was 2-for-5 with another RBI. The Hawkeyes will now turn their attention to a huge weekend series hosting Michigan. The Wolverines bring with them a 20-game win streak. That's the second longest streak in the nation. The softball episode of the Cy-Hawk series was played at Ames yesterday, with the Cyclones claiming the victory 4-2. Iowa still leads the overall Cy-Hawk series 13-12, with only 2 points left to be awarded for academics, and that's in May. The Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees here in Cedar Rapids last night 7-2. Starter Tyler Watson gave up 3 runs in under 4 innings of work and took the loss, but the Colonels could still force a series split in the finale tonight. Bailey Ober joined the team from extended spring training just today, and he'll get the start beginning at 6:35. We're off the air an hour early tonight. We'll cut out at 6 o'clock and hand things over to NFL draft coverage from Jerry World in Arlington on all three KGYM frequencies. Again, two Hawkeyes are in play, and the festivities begin at 7 o'clock.
Torrey Hunter in town with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, watching his son play. He's with the Burlington Bees. Torrey Hunter, a special assistant to the Minnesota front office, buying dinner for the team tonight, and they let the players vote. If you are a minor league player and you make peanuts, what would you vote for? What would you push for?
Where would I go? Want to go eat?
Well, what would you want to eat?
Some steak.
Exactly.
You know Steakhouse, what the guy, absolutely.
You know what the guys voted for? I'm told this.
Am I going to judge them after hearing this?
No, because I think, you know, I can certainly see why, because the sandwiches are quite tasty. They voted for Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
So, Torrey Hunter, springing for Chick-fil-A tonight. Chick-fil-A, one of our mini sponsors for Lunchbox Heroes, our friends at Chick-fil-A and the Lindale location. A big hello to Mark and all the folks there listening. We were there last year for Cow Days. Remember, setting up outside?
Absolutely.
It was fun. Enjoyed it. They treated us well there. Bob Schmidt and the folks at Chick-fil-A did. So Torrey Hunter and the Colonels looking to even that series with the Bees tonight. Then they're going to be on the road over the weekend in Davenport, taking on Quad Cities. Jake Adams, the former Hawkeye first baseman, reigning Big Ten Player of the Year, scuffling a little bit with the Bandits. Colonels will be back home next week, though, taking on West Michigan and South Bend, the Cubs affiliate, coming to town for the first time in 2 years. So I know we've got a lot of Cubs fans here in Eastern Iowa. Expect to see many of you at Veterans Memorial Stadium next week for that three-game series with South Bend. 5:32, we step aside, we come back, we'll talk walkout music and more with tonight's NFL draft coverage just 25 minutes away here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need for your healthcare needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
You're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Cleveland had its moment of the year last night. That city's favorite son, the man who came back home from South Beach a few years ago, the greatest player on the planet who shoots anything into a net, hit the biggest shot of the Cavaliers' season and won Game 5 against the Pacers. He stepped back, buried a three, and then stormed into the arms of his teammates while the arena went ballistic. He then made his way towards the crowd, fist pump, pounded his chest, and celebrated with him for what sort of feels to me like the last time. Sure, these Cavs may win a few more games in the queue, but in that fashion, by that man, that's tough to predict. That sort of buzz and energy triggered by LeBron, I just kept watching it over and over and thinking to myself, soak it in, Cleveland, because you may not get another chance to. But then again, LeBron has fooled us all before. I, for one, hope he fools us again and stays. That was special. In 60 seconds, now on the clock.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weed or grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
It should be phenomenal. The most highly anticipated draft of all sports drafts, besides your fantasy one, of course, at the home of the world-famous Dallas Cowboys, who may or may not still be America's team. Jerry Jones himself welcoming a man with whom he's had plenty of spats, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and the entire league, not to mention a few thousand fans to boot, into his billion-dollar palace. I'll be there, hosting for ESPN Radio. Can't wait to see the spectacle. And to boot, we get quarterback drama like we haven't had in years. I still say I'd take the proven commodity of Baker Mayfield over the unproven ones of Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Josh Rosen. But what do I know? I simply host our radio draft coverage. I don't actually draft. And I'm also in favor of short dudes getting a shot. But whatever happens tonight on or near that star, the drama and scene will be absolutely real, starting with the Cleveland Browns, who seem to always be on the clock. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, at Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that, and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
That's a little Merle Haggard there, but I found a new favorite Cedar Rapids Colonels player last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Infielder Jordan Gore played college baseball at Coastal Carolina. He walks up to the plate to David Allen Coe, long-haired redneck. I got to respect a guy who walks up to the plate listening to David Allen Coe. Welcome in. Final 20 minutes of the program tonight before we turn things over to ESPN's draft coverage. And kind of appropriate there because the NFL today letting everybody know that the 22 players in attendance at the draft tonight have submitted walkout songs. This is going to be part NFL draft, part WWE this evening. A lot of people are buzzing about Josh Allen today, not only because of his tweets that were posted, authored when he was in his teens in high school, but because Josh Allen has chosen Bon Jovi's Wanted, Dead or Alive, to come out to. A lot of people think that that's an inspired choice.
Well, that's the song that University of Wyoming walks out to.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yep.
Boy, do I feel stupid.
No.
A lot of people on Twitter are also unaware of that as well.
Correct.
Because they were saying, hey, man, that's an awesome choice. We've given away tickets to Avenged Sevenfold here on the program before. They come to the U.S. Cellular Center every once in a while. Hail to the King. That's what Florida tackle Taven Bryan will be coming out to. Now, as we mentioned, Josh Jackson coming out to Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G. Perhaps the most inspired walkout song tonight. Wait until Alabama outside linebacker Rashawn Evans has his name called this evening.
Is it better or worse than Spencer Lee's choice of the Pokemon theme song?
It's better because the name of the song is Finally Rich by Chief Keef. I feel like DJ Duker should be here from the gym class for that, but you know what? Good on you for walking out to a song which is entitled Finally Rich. It sort of tells the entire story, does it not? Couple of the other interesting ones here. Lamar Jackson is going to be at the draft. He's coming out to Future's No Basic. Josh Rosen, On Top. I guess we'll...
Is there an artist for that song?
It says Flume featuring T-Shirt. Your guess is as good as mine. A lot of guys coming out. God's Plan by Drake.
That's not that seems surprising
to be,
at all.
Seems to be pretty self-explanatory there. And I don't know. I'll have to check out this song. Connor Williams, the offensive lineman out of Texas. Devil Off My Back by Flatland Cavalry. Calvary. My bad.
So Finally Rich is the best.
The second day in a row where I've failed to read something correctly. That's on the screen right in front of me. And you know what? More bravado. Minka Fitzpatrick, the safety out of Alabama, coming out to I'm Good by Trip Lee. No one's walking out on the stage tonight to I'm Mediocre. Not if you're one of the 22 guys who's there in attendance. Not all of these guys will likely be first-round picks. There's a little bit of a gamble here that they're showing up in Dallas, but... You got to think about it. That moment, the ability to walk out on the stage, get the awkward hug from Roger Goodell, to hold up that jersey, put that hat on, the photo op. I'd be awfully tempted if I were in the discussion to be a first-round pick to be there in Dallas. I would want to be there for that.
I would too, even if I was a second-round pick. I know it would be a lot of waiting around, but that moment would you'd remember for the rest of your life. And I'm going to be interested to see what this whole spectacle looks like inside that stadium, because that's not something that we've ever seen. And usually for years, I kind of got used to Radio City Music Hall. And I
thought was a good venue.
I agree. I liked the optics around it. What is it going to look like inside of one of the largest stadiums in the country?
Well, there's going to be a lot of football fans there, and a lot of them are going to be fans of America's team. That's no doubt about that. Radio City Music Hall was a tremendous venue. I love the idea of moving it to NFL cities. I thought Chicago was fantastic, sort of a test run on that when Radio City Music Hall was booked a couple years ago. But yeah, this we've never seen anything like this tonight. I have a feeling it will go over quite well. Baker Mayfield, number one overall pick tonight, or would you take the under? If the over-under is one, would you take the number or the under on where Baker Mayfield goes tonight?
I'm going to go ahead and take the over. I am not certain that anything that we're hearing about him going to the Cleveland Browns is anything more than a smokescreen trying to get the Jets to trade up to number one to draft, I guess, Baker Mayfield if they like him. And if I'm the Jets, I'm sitting there at number three saying, wait a second, we already traded up to number three. And you're telling me that you're telling us that we can have either Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. I think we're going to stand pat. And I'm not buying it.
Two people, by the way, on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line have made the joke about somebody using Loser by Beck. And Jason in North Liberty going so far as to say that should be a song used by anybody picked by the Browns this evening.
Is this the year, is this the draft where Cleveland finally puts the pieces together to turn the corner? They've got Jarvis Landry. They've got Corey Coleman. They've got a decent running back. They've got Tyrod Taylor to serve as a veteran quarterback to mentor whoever they take number one. Number four is going to give them an opportunity to take possibly Saquon Barkley, possibly Bradley Chubb, a marquee non-quarterback at number four, or acquire more picks by trading back. Is there, this is a rhetorical question, is there any way Cleveland screws this up tonight? 319-366-1600.
I think they finally have a guy, a good talent evaluator in their front office, in John Dorsey, and a guy that's navigated several drafts and has been successful in building franchises before. So I think that this draft will work out much better for this team, but I think that it still is until – I remember years ago before the Rams left St. Louis, you asked me, is this the year the Rams, with all the picks that they've acquired, get over the hump and make the playoffs? I responded, I'll believe it when I see it. And I think that the Browns are the same way. Yes, they've acquired talent. Yes, they're better than they were last year. It's hard not to be. But until they put – that young talent together and put together some wins, the Browns are still the Browns.
The Browns are still the Browns, and they're going to be on the clock sooner rather than later. The first pick is not due at the top of the hour, but ESPN's coverage will come your way at that point. Cleveland holding picks one and two. You've got the Jets and the Giants. The Giants and the Jets, I should say, at 2 and 3, sandwiched in between. You and Kyle earlier on Woodja, pretty certain that Buffalo is the team that could be this year's Kansas City Chiefs that comes up. I'll tell you what, I know that the national narrative is always to talk teams like the Patriots to try to generate interest, but I am very eager to see what Bill Belichick and the Patriots do tonight, because I think you would agree with me as somebody who watches a lot of the NFL. That franchise seems to be creeping up to the crossroad. Tom Brady is not getting any younger. Rob Gronkowski seems to be a high-mileage trade-in at this point. The window is slowly but surely closing on one of the greatest sports franchises in history, let alone the NFL. Is this where Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft try to shake things up to extend the window or extend the dynasty in New England? It's very rare that we've seen Bill Belichick in this position.
By drafting a quarterback, I think there's a very good chance of that. I think in the first three rounds of this draft, the New England Patriots will have selected a quarterback, because they let what many people believe was their next franchise quarterback go for a second round pick to the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. So all bets are off at this point. Tom Brady is still producing, but you have to ask the question for how long. I know that Tom Brady doesn't want you asking that question, and I know to a certain extent Robert Kraft doesn't want to extend that question, because you don't want to think about life after Brady. But as Bill Belichick in that front office, you have to do it. You have to start thinking about that and planning for the future. And if they can get a guy in there and develop him like they have with these quarterbacks, then they might have that guy moving forward.
Hockey Guy says the only thing guaranteed about tonight's draft is that the Browns will screw it up. Don't know how they could, but they will.
Fair enough.
I think... the Mayfield stuff is not a smokescreen. I think at this point, it certainly looks to be the case that they may be going with him. And to me, what that really does is it alters the future for one franchise, and that franchise is not Cleveland. It alters the future for the New York Jets.
Yes.
Because the Jets, it's been made out to believe anyway, the general public has been made to believe that the Jets were focused on Baker Mayfield, and now they're probably scrambling a little bit in East Rutherford trying to figure out what's the backup plan if Mayfield does indeed go off the board first. Do we see Saquon Barkley go to the Giants at two?
I think so.
You team him. I know Stephen A. Smith is a big fan of taking him there. He runs well. He's an excellent runner, but he's also a guy who can catch out of the backfield and block, protect Eli Manning or whoever your quarterback of the future is there in New York. Barkley does not last past two. That leads us to the Jets at three. They're going to take a quarterback, and then Cleveland at four. Boy, it would be hard to pass up a guy like Bradley Chubb if I were Cleveland. But the offers, especially if there's a player out there that isn't expected to be, if there's an intrigue or surprise at two and three, and the phone calls are going to come hot and heavy, I think, for that fourth pick. And I think Cleveland is going to want to listen, because if they can spin that into more picks and possibly another first rounder next year for what if, you know, if a team like Kansas City last year was willing to do that, who knows what Cleveland can get for that number four pick. So to me, the intrigue on draft night, especially this year, is more about what trades are going to take place than where guys are actually going to go. That's kind of what I'm going to be following tonight. Who am I kidding? I'm going to go home and watch the Brewers and the Cubs. 5:52. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a final big board for you, and then we'll set the table for tomorrow's three-hour edition of the program.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier track and field teams held their annual Xavier invite for both the boys and girls on Tuesday night at Saints Field. The boys finished third with Josh Volk winning the shot put and distance medley relay team placing first. The girls also came home in third place with Teresa Lampe taking top honors in the 100-meter hurdles. Both teams will send athletes to the prestigious Drake Relays this weekend in Des Moines. The Xavier boys soccer team fell to Iowa City High in a rated battle 3-1 on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the girls defeated the Little Hawks 2-1 with Amanda Ross and Carly Weiss picking up the goals. Both the girls and boys will face Dubuque Wallert this Thursday. In tennis, both the Xavier boys and girls beat Iowa City High on Tuesday. The boys shut out the Little Hawks 9-0, while the girls prevailed 5-4.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief, because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest. But I never let that stop me. I never lost my focus.
18 NFL Draft. The first round selection is...
Passion moves us forward. It's how you think, it's how we think. Courtyard by Marriott. Official hotel of the NFL.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYN.
Give it up, everybody, for Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
All right, let's draw the curtain on local programming tonight. We're going to resume with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, coming your way every day, Monday through Friday here. We are going to have another $30 gift card, our last of the week, for La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We'll talk a little U and I Panther football. It is the spring game for Mark Farley's squad tomorrow at the Uni Dome. We'll recap round one of the draft, get you ready for rounds two. Is it 2, 3, and 4 tomorrow, or just 2 and 3? Okay, that's what I thought. And then the final three rounds Saturday over the weekend. Plus a chat with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. We'll talk Cubs, Brewers, and more. 5:55, Kyle's got our final big board of the night.
The first round of the NFL draft is tonight, and two Hawkeyes are going to be listening closely for their names to be called. Kirk Ferentz will be with Josh Jackson in the green room, and both he and James Daniels have a chance to be selected. NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah ranked Daniels as the 22nd best player in the draft and Jackson the 26th, so both are very much in play. The Browns are going to go on the clock at 7 o'clock. The Iowa baseball team beat Milwaukee yesterday 12-4 in Iowa City. Lorenzo Elon had himself another big day, going 4-for-5 with two RBI. Tanner Wetrich was 2-for-4 with two RBI. And Tyler Cropley was 2-for-5 with an RBI. The Hawkeyes will now turn their attention to a huge weekend series hosting Michigan. The Wolverines bring with them a 20-game win streak, the second longest streak in the nation. The softball episode of the Cy-Hawk series was played in Ames yesterday, with the Cyclones claiming the victory 4-2. Iowa still leads the overall series 13-12, with only 2 points left to be awarded for academics in May. The Colonels fell to the Burlington Bees here in Cedar Rapids last night 7-2. Starter Tyler Watson gave up 3 runs in under 4 innings of work and took the loss, but the Colonels could still force a series split in the finale tonight. Bailey Ober joined the team from extended spring training just today, and he'll get the start beginning at 6:35. We're off the air an hour early tonight. We'll cut out in just a few minutes here and hand things over to the NFL draft coverage from Jerry World in Arlington on all three KGYM frequencies. Again, two Hawkeyes are in play, and the festivities begin at 7 o'clock.
All right, final draft predictions, Alex?
I think both Iowa Hawkeyes will be drafted in the first round. I like James Daniels going to the Tennessee Titans at number 20. Is it 25? And Josh Jackson, yet to be determined, but he will go in the first round.
All right. We will revisit this coming up on tomorrow. 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, and 107.5 FM. We're almost done talking about the NFL draft. It is coming your way right now. We step aside on all three of our frequencies. Don't forget, vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. The four quarterbacks, which one would you build your franchise around if you had the number one pick tonight? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. We'll reconvene tomorrow. Enjoy the draft.